My name is Bethany Montgomery. This piece is called Life in Spokane. Spokane. Spoken. Eyes wide open to infinite possibilities, constantly fueling my dreams with the endless amount of scenes. Whether I'm climbing in the trees or running around downtown in a jungle of concrete. Hikes at bowl and pitcher to embrace the bigger picture. When looking into the Spokane River, it is as metaphorical as when I look myself in the mirror. Sometimes I feel as though I'm a fish swimming against the current, fighting oppression, discrimination, and preconceived judgments, being told that Spokane is not a good place to start a poetry movement. But for me, Spokane has become a solution. You see, I choose to tap into the potential of Spokane. Many think Spokane, but I know Spokane. There is opportunity in this community, and I have a chance to be a major influence. Yes, I am met with opposition, which does not stop my progression. I am here to instill culture, diversity, and inclusion. Power to the poetry. It is more than a movement. It is a way to prove that Spokane is different. That in Spokane, you can be respected even if you have a difference of opinion. That in Spokane, you won't be discriminated against because of the color of your skin. That in Spokane, it is okay to be openly lesbian. That in Spokane, people don't worry about pedigree and instead focus on equality. That in Spokane, I can unapologetically be me. That in Spokane, we all can be whoever we want to be. But you see, this Spokane is not yet a real thing. This Spokane is still a dream, just like the Zags winning the whole thing and finally bringing an NCAA basketball championship to the city, because go Eagles. But I do believe that dreams come true. So if you too believe in what I say, then you must realize that you are the key to Spokane's breakthrough. We all deserve to live our best life and freely live our truths. Come on, Spokane, it's time to change. We don't have anything to lose. Power to the poetry. Thank you.